College administrators are changing the way that they admit students. As they sift through applications for next fall's classes, they are adjusting to a Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action. The court said the University of Michigan went too far when it gave bonus points to minority applicants, but the justices upheld the principle of using race as a factor in admissions. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on efforts to encourage diversity without breaking the law.
The Supreme Court said that race could not be the deciding factor in college admissions. It didn't say schools have to ignore race altogether. That's why Boyd White is here at the Greater Washington, D.C. National College Fair.
You just take some information from it. Just put it in there, and when you get home, you might say, well, I have nothing to do. Let me read this stuff. And it might change your life. You never know.
White is an admissions counselor for the University of Michigan. He pitches his school with a showman's flair. High school students crowd around his booth, and the students at the fair are mostly black. White says that's one reason his school is here recruiting.
In terms of recruiting African-American students, we're still actively and very, very, even voraciously going after underrepresented students.
Recruiting in cities and neighborhoods with large minority populations is just one way schools are trying to keep minority enrollment up while abiding by the Supreme Court ruling. The University of Massachusetts Amherst is taking similar steps. The school is working with the National Hispanic Institute and the United Negro College Fund to get more black and Latino students to apply. Michael Gargano is the vice chancellor for student affairs and campus life at UMass Amherst. He says, like the University of Michigan, his school is also changing its admissions process.
One of the considerations that we are making at the university is to take a more comprehensive review of each individual applicant's application and in some ways broaden the number of considerations that we will review.
So the school is looking more closely at factors like socioeconomic status and whether an applicant has had to overcome adversity. These are what's known as race-neutral alternatives, criteria that don't address race per se, but that often happen to favor minorities. The University of Michigan even has a new essay question on its application. Describe an experience you have had where cultural diversity, or lack thereof, has made a difference to you. According to David Hawkins, the drawback to this sort of system is that it's more subjective and less transparent. Hawkins is the director of public policy at the National Association for College Admissions Counseling.
In a point system, a student or a parent of a student who has been declined for admission could go to an admission office and say, why was my son or daughter not admitted to your college? And the admission officer could say, well, we require this number of points, 150 for admission, and you scored 143. And under the holistic review system, you won't have a score to show.
It also makes the Supreme Court ruling more difficult to enforce. Kurt Levy is the director of legal and public affairs at the Center for Individual Rights. His organization brought the lawsuit against the University of Michigan.
You could certainly never look at a given application and say you only admitted this kid because he was black or Hispanic. However, you can see patterns.
Levy says the Center for Individual Rights will monitor those patterns to make sure schools are adhering to the Supreme Court's ruling. And he has no objections to an application process that emphasizes experience over grades and test scores, as long as the process treats all races equally.
If it's unfair to judge minorities just based on their grades and test scores, it's also unfair to judge whites and Asians.
So far, only a handful of schools have made changes to their admissions processes. Many never used a point system in the first place. David Hawkins of the National Association for College Admissions Counseling says the changes we're seeing now are like the early returns in an election, but more may be coming.
I think that all colleges are taking a look at all of their policies, and quite frankly, the court's decision may have ramifications beyond just admissions.
So financial aid, recruitment policies, and even pre-college training programs could all be affected by the Supreme Court ruling. It's up to the schools to look at their programs and decide what needs to be changed before a lawsuit dictates the changes for them. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.